service, didn't understand what was going on. What I heard that this person did this. So now let's break this down. We have three people in this scenario. We have the person who backbited, the first person. Then we have, so we'll call him person number three. Then we have person number two, who took that information and went and told person number one. So we got two bad people in this situation. Somebody transmitting bad information, negative stuff, it creates fitna and bad feelings between one another. So he said, so-and-so said this about me, this negative thing. So person number one gathers a big, beautiful gift basket and sends it to the man who wronged him by backbiting him with a note. You transferred to me a wonderful, beautiful gift. And I'm sending this to you to reciprocate. Unfortunately, I am unable to give you a gift to the level of what you gave me. Let's think about this a moment. Well, what is the interpretation of it? What's the gift? Okay. Person number one sends a gift to the person who backbited him with a note. Here's a gift in return for the gift that you've given me. Put your thinking caps on just for a minute. Because you know the answer to this, because it is a beautiful hadith the Prophet told us so many times. When you wrong someone, backbiting, any type of wronging of another person, there becomes a spiritual wire transfer of your good deeds, taking away your good deeds and given to them, to their good deeds. Or a bank transfer, it's a spiritual wire transfer. Your good deeds are transferred to them, so you lost some of your good deeds. And it's transferred to the person that you wronged. That's what he was talking about. You gave me something that was good and special, an enormous gift. I'm sending this to you, and it doesn't compare to what you gave me. And the man pondered on it, and he realized what he had done. And the man, person number three, came back to person number one, acknowledged it, apologized, and they became friends and bonded as believers. For Prophet ﷺ said, it is incumbent upon us to love the believers because the believers love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a relationship, the symbiotic relationship that's powerful, really powerful. Because we, everybody in this room and all the Muslims, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to love people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our connection. That's it, that's the connection. With all of the mistakes that we make, all of the errors and omissions and wrongdoing, because the person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to love them. And as I always add in the note, if we have to love each other, then make yourself lovable. So make it easy for us to love each other. But look at the depth of this. If that person had been operating on the lower level a spiritual iman, a 7 or below, using the scale of 0 to 10. If he'd been operating below 7, he would have done like most of us do, including myself. He would have defended and then attacked. And the two of them would have what? Never come together as mutual believers who loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. See, you can have knowledge. But wisdom is the art to know what to do and how to apply the knowledge that you have. The world is full of knowledgeable people, but very few wise people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Not not only with knowledge, but with wisdom, so that we know what to do with the knowledge that we have, how to apply it, when to apply it, or what degree to apply it, what to put out, what to hold back. Wisdom. It's a lifelong struggle, because you can have knowledge but no wisdom. You can hurt with the knowledge that you have. Wisdom is knowing when to hold back and what to put forth. It's up. It's difficult. And then the last item I'd like to share with you is when a person is wrong or perceived the wrong that they've been wrong, is to forgive.
Yes.
And overlooking a fault is one of the most overlooked aspects of our religion. Because here again, when somebody wrongs you, or you perceive that someone wronged you, first thing we say, well, we have a right. I want my rights. I want my rights. Well, if you're that 9-7 or above, you understand that it really isn't about all about your rights. It's about the wisdom of forgiving, overlooking the faults and mistakes of your brothers and sisters, because we are all full of faults, mistakes, omission, and errors. Pastor Valentine said, ran out clean. Children of Adam are sinning day and night. All of us. Every last one. No person on the face of the earth who doesn't make mistakes, commits sins, errors, in every aspect of their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our God for what I'm praying. And when we think about that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if He was to call us to account for our wrongdoing, He would not let a creature let live, a creature crawling on the earth. He would destroy it all if He was to call us to account for what we have done individually and collectively. So forgiveness and overlooking of faults is an attribute that is underused among us. And inshallah, as believers, I think we need to, all of us, starting with myself, incorporate that in our lives, our daily lives, more and more. And I'll conclude with a couple of other points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kind words and the covering of faults is better than charity, followed by injury. Charity is a great thing. Kind words and the covering of faults is better than that good thing called charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verse on me. And all of us, and God has all the questions. Alhamdulillah. Would you all please move forward? There's room in the back, so please move forward with us in prayer. Because there's good for people coming in. And Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك الذي أمر الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى so merciful to us, for He is our Ghafoor, our Rahim. He showers His mercy and blessings and forgiveness upon us day and night. To all creatures, the good, the bad, the believers, the unbelievers. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has assigned the attribute of Rahmah to Himself. He has named Himself Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafur. He named Himself so that the creatures will know and understand, no matter what mistakes that they make, their Lord is more merciful than their sins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, say to my slaves who have wronged themselves, do not ever be in despair of my wrath, for I am Ar-Rahman, I am merciful and forgiving. Send that to us. So there is no person, whoever says La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, should not know what this relationship is. It's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. It is showers upon us. I have maybe about 5 minutes left. I'll go over time. I want to share with you most beautiful hadith that comes to my mind in conclusion. Where in this hadith about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, where it says, and I'll, the hadith is a very long hadith, so I'm condensing it down. That says, on the day that the matter has been determined, and the people of the hellfire are assigned to the hellfire, and the people of Jannah have already entered Jannah, and the gates of the Jannah are closed, and the gates of the hellfire are closed. And there will be a period that passes, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out to some angels and say to these angels, go into the hellfire and take out everybody who had iman, the weight of a mustard seed. And these angels go into the hellfire and take out all of the people who had iman, the weight of a mustard seed. And they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, we have done what you have commanded us to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the prophets, peace and blessings be upon them all, go into the hellfire and take out all that you desire. Prophets, go into the hellfire and take out all that you desire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, go into the hellfire and take out all that you desire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the angels have interceded by my Rahmah. The prophets have interceded by my Rahmah. And the believers have interceded by my Rahmah. Now there remains only the most merciful of the merciful. And he reaches into the hellfire and takes out a handful of people and throws them into this river called Hayat at the entrance of the Jannah. River of life. And when he takes them out of the hellfire, they've been into hellfire so long that they have turned black and hard like charcoal. And he puts them into this river and commands them to come out. And when they come out, they are shining and glittering like pearls, iridescent, light and beautiful. And then he says to the angels at the gates of Jannah, open up the Jannah and make this announcement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing some people, has taken some people out of the hellfire who haven't done an atom's worth of good. general. When they hear this announcement, they say, what? We thought that we understood or comprehended some level of a lockdown job like Rachma. We thought we had an understanding of it. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed, has he indeed taken people out and bringing them here who have done no good? And they realize that they didn't comprehend the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath and his mercy. That no creature understands how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the most merciful of the merciful, and showers his mercy upon us every breath we take and every second of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on me and all of us in God's heart. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please put the light in front of us and behind us, on our right and on our left, above us and below us, in our hearts and our mind and our whole existence. Oh Allah, please brighten our faces on the day that some of the faces will be black and gloom and shame. Oh Allah, so order us that we may be grateful for the gifts and blessings which you have bestowed upon us and our families, and that we may work righteousness that will please you. And admit us, O Lord, by your rahmah to the ranks of your righteous servants. And oh Allah, please unite us and all of our family members in the religion of Islam. And let us all die as Muslims. Truly, Lord, that is the great victory. Amen. As-salamu.